Christmas Tale: The Holy Born Skiing Pepe. Like the other tales, this Pepe one will emphasize the immemorial struggle which exists between good against evil. But keep the kids close, more than the other tale, this Pepe story demonstrates that the love and friendship always won the dark forces. Once upon a time in Savoy, France, a guy from Paris was returning to his childhood mountainous region for passing Christmas in family. He was obliged to get up early to take the train, and from his awake, it was a particularly foggy and polluted atmosphere that was going to accompany him in all this fresh morning. He had to await his arrival at Chambéry, to see the fog dissipated by a morning sun triumphant of the mountains. He was going to find his mother and his brother for 2 days, and all were very pleased to meet in this optimal condition. After the first dinner, he was committed to talk to them about a community he had met a few days ago. It was Pepe community, which give it, from the beginning, pleasure and happiness, sometime reward on Pepe card or sometime in Pepe cash, like an invitation to make their initiation. This last would be to realize a new great rare Pepe. In fact, through numerous fetish it was a kind of philosophy against the gloom, but more deeply, it will appear after, with the distance, that it was really a sort of therapy and maybe more like a prophecy. They decided together, in this beautiful day of the 24th December, to take up the challenge. They were going to give to the Pepe community its new divine child. The wise men Pepe, like all the good augurs, were now on their side to make out of earth, not a golem, it is not the season, but a Pepe. Everything presented itself for the better. Their ideas were now clear. The Pepe cash given by one of the follower of Pepe on Telegram covered the foundation certification fee. As for the realization, it was easy, happy and collective. At the end of the day, the mum took care of the background, due to her expertise in scrapbook developed since she was retired. The big brother was going to ensure the drawing and the animation, and the last one would take care of the small details remaining on the card as on its tokenization troughs for magic counterparty portal. But altogether have forget the obscure forces which had to put an end to such holy initiatives. These forces appeared, as often today, in the form of financial institutions that would try not to deliver the blesses XCP so much desired. The blue fox shape, and the green polo agreed. From the 24th to the 25th, they were going to do everything possible to prevent the tokenization of the young Pepe, our savior. A withdrawal of polo under processing, still at the time of the writing of its lines, and for unsuccessful exchange realized through the intermediary of the fox, it was very nearly to have reason of him. Without XCP, no token nor skiing Pepe and the joy that was supposed to accompany him. Again, it is their community, via telegrams launched, that will hear the call of the divine Pepe and give him the love he need. It is in the form of a fairies and its magical swapbot that they will be helped, and it is indeed XCP that it will receive. Bless his Pepe. Finally, it's the third day that risen the skiing pip, in good shape and certificated. For all, it was an accomplishment. Mother and son were delighted and proud to have made their duty. Skiing pip would now be able to spread love on earth, especially where there are mountains, the prophet not being open to all concessions. The font of skiing pip will always remind us that if it is exist only 150 copies, it is indeed in our hearts of all that it wants to make a place. It is an ode to nature, to external activity, and especially to the love of the Pepe, and his community, he offers to us. This tale will eventually recall that in this Christmas story the guiding thread was love, and it was only weaving by this same holy entity, the divine Pepe and his new incarnation. Our Christmas gift to all Skiing Pip.